with a bit of paint and some new shutters, somebody could really make something out of that, don't you think?
Yeah.
Paint your house, paint your fence.
Paint a Barney on the wall and you have a great little playroom.
Painting privileges have been removed.
Smooth strokes. Up and down. Bang.
Joining Rosie and Romy in studio today are the painting experts from the Arizona Painting Company and PPG Pittsburgh Paints. We're spending a day with a painter.
And boy, that topic is hot. We've got a full bevy of callers here, all with questions on paint. Why don't we jump right in and get to them? Romy, why don't you bring in who's been holding the longest? Let's bring Mike from Tucson in. Mike, calling from Tucson. We've got a couple great painting experts here. You need to know that in Tucson, we've got New Frontier Paintings. James Cruz is our Rosie Certified Contractor down there. But how can we help you today, my friend?
Well, hey, good morning, gentlemen, and thank you for the great topic today. I've got a real easy question for you guys. I want to paint my back porch. It's enclosed. It's a concrete floor. So I picked out the color I wanted, went to the hardware store, and then found out the color that I wanted, I couldn't get it in the water-based. So I said, okay, yeah, I'll get it in the oil-based enamel. And that's basically for, like, painting. I'm reading the label, and it's mostly for painting metal stuff. And I'm wondering if that was a bad choice, if I should bring it back or go to another store to get the color I want.
Okay.
Water-based.
All right. I'm gonna turn this question over to our paint chemist product makeup expert, Mr. Dale Wade of PPG Pittsburgh Paints. What kind of guidance? Are you clear with what? Does he want to paint the concrete patio enclosed, or does he want to paint the walls and the ceiling?
My understanding is that the walking surface. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And not only that, I have a pool, and I don't want a slippery surface where I'm falling or the grandkids are falling with wet feet.
Okay. Good point.
That's important information. Okay. I guess my first question is, who is telling you you cannot get the color you want in a waterborne acrylic finish? It can be tinted almost any color imaginable.
I just went to the Ace Hardware, and they couldn't get the particular tint I wanted in the water base. They could only do it in an oil base.
Okay. PPG manufactures a single component acrylic finish just for porches and floors. It can be tinted to any color that you want. I would recommend that. And also, you can add an anti-skid compound, such as Skid Tex, to that so that it's not slippery when it's wet.
Is that a liquid that just pours into the gallon of paint?
No, Rosie, it's actually silica sand. It's pure white silica sand.
And you broadcast
sand.
That over the wet paint surface?
I would recommend it. Some people mix it in, but you get a better traction surface if you will broadcast it onto the wet paint surface.
And in Tucson, what is Mike's options for finding a PPG store?
We have two or three stores in that area.
Do you know off the top of your head? You can find them at Rosie on the House.
I say I have them up here if you don't know them off the top of your head.
Go ahead, Romy.
Okay. There is one, and it's probably close because he's in the Vail area. Is that right?
I didn't get that. I just got a Tucson area.
Okay. There is one that is on 919 North Swan, so that'll be on the north side, and then down closer to the airport, it is 3755 East 43rd. So there's his options for PPG locations in the Tucson area and something that he mentioned he wasn't able to find somewhere else. He would be able to find there.
Almost certainly. Just out of curiosity, what is the color?
He's not online.
Oh, okay.
Don't know what the color is. All right, Mike, we appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and try and get Matt into the conversation, who's calling. We also have Marcia and Paul. We'll get to as quick as we can. Matt, how can we help you, my friend?
I don't really have a paint question, but I do have a question about a walk deck that I have. I have a walk deck off my master that sits above the downstairs porch, and it has been beaten up by weather, and the decking's starting to split. So I know I've got to pull it out and check for water damage, and I'm aware of all that, but I don't know what to go back with. It's a home up here in Northeast Mesa, built by a pretty decent builder, but it seems what they used was some sort of... It's a rolled on roofing, but not like a tar. It seems more like a
it's an outside
almost like
it's an outside wall. It's an outside walk deck over a living space?
No, over an outside, well, an outdoor living space. It's over my downstairs patio.
Okay. But they have the decks.
They have lighting and stuff.
They have a deck acting as the roof surface that's shed, it's theoretically shedding the water completely off that downstairs area.
Right.
Okay. Well, what the builder probably used was a torch down bitumen product, which is a pretty decent product. I can tell you that it takes a specialty roofer to do that particular job. One of the roofers that we would recommend in your area, of course, would be Lions Roofing. I would ask you to give them a ring and have them come out and take a look at it and see maybe if what you have is salvageable and the peeling lips can be trimmed back, resaved, and recoated, or if we have to start from scratch. It's really going to be an analysis of the existing condition of the existing product is going to tell us what we have to do. It's going to take a visual inspection. So, Matt, we appreciate the phone call. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're talking in this hour about tips and gimmicks and processes of paint. And before we go to the next caller, I really feel like we need to spend a couple minutes just educating our Arizona homeowners because, boy, there's a lot of gimmick paint products out there being advertised all the time. And I'm going to make a stand that's going to create my voicemail to be completely filled up when I walk in the office next week. But I am not a believer in any paint that advertises or touts itself as a lifetime paint. I'm not a believer or a proponent of any paint that has ceramic particles added to it for the point of reflectivity and energy cost savings. And I'm not a fan or a proponent of elastomeric paints. We have two experts here in the studio today. Joe, why don't you start? Three products. Elastomeric, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
Ceramic additive paint, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs down, big myth.
Lifetime guarantee paint goes on like a raincoat and just covers your whole house.
Completely false.
Completely false. Dale Wade, how do you feel on those three products?
I agree with Joe on all three of those. On the ceramic paint, 90% of your energy loss is through your doors and windows. You know, I won't say that the ceramic beads doesn't decrease energy transfer, but it's not going to make any significant savings to your cost of your energy bill, and certainly not going to offset the high cost of the paint.
The only test I've seen where it actually reflects a significant amount of heat was on an uninsulated steel overhead garage door facing west or south. It, in fact, did reflect a certain amount of heat, but they charge such a premium for the product.
It's an outrageous amount of money, and if you lived in a uninsulated metal house with no doors and no windows, it might save you some energy costs.
Or maybe if you painted all your doors and windows with the ceramic paint.
Possibly, but you still have energy transfer through the glass, right?
No, I'm saying paint the glass.
There you go. Yeah.
Ceramic paints. You see them at all home shows. You see them advertised as near lifetime and sometimes maybe not lifetime, but 20-year warranties. The last time I priced them, they were retail $60 plus a gallon. You will never save enough energy to ever have that product pay for itself. And we have found in our experience it doesn't last any longer as good 100% acrylic exterior paint.
Looking through some letters that came in this week on the topic of paint at rosieonthehouse.com, Glenn in Green Valley writes in and, okay, you know, missed that information, and he now has elastomeric paint. What now?
Uh-oh.
Well, Rosie, what we've come into in our experience with houses that have elastomeric, a lot of times the first issue that we see is they've got sagging bubbles, lots of peeling, and for us, it's a big headache. Honestly, we have to, you know, spend a lot of time getting as much of that off as we can, because if we just paint right over it, you know, a week, 2 weeks, a month from now, they're calling us and saying their house is peeling, and it's not even our paint. It's the elastomeric that's still peeling off the house.
Absolutely. Big headache. I have to tell you that as a remodeling contractor that had our own painters, we did all our own painting back in the 90s and the early 2000s, we made a fortune tearing elastomeric off houses.
Wayne writes in. He receives our weekly newsletter that goes out on Thursday, talks about topics and tips that are coming up in Saturday's show. And in the newsletter, we mentioned for exterior homes, every 5 to 7 years we should paint. And he writes back and says, that's so wrong. That's so wrong. Only a painter would tell you that.
He's busting our chops. Dale, you want to address that?
Yeah, I have to disagree with his stand. Going back to paint film thickness, there is no man-made material, going back to lifetime paint, that's going to last a significant amount of time. He probably just doesn't understand that his paint film has degraded because it's occurred over a period of years.
We'll cover that more when we get back. The first call we're going to go to is Elaine in Vail. She has a painter at her house right now trying to talk her out of using acrylic paint. We'll talk to Elaine right when we get back.